first page of the introduction to The Secret History of Letters by Simon Loxley. The New York City sky glowed red as the column of smoke rose into the darkened heavens. By the morning, there would be a piece missing from the familiar skyline of buildings. It was the night of the 10th of January, 1908. On the street, one man stood immobile among the onlookers, watching his livelihood going up in flames. Frederick Gowdy and his wife Bertha had only recently moved their printing business to the city. The workload had been growing steadily, and the couple had taken their first night off in weeks. A frantic phone call disturbed their repose. The Parker Building in Midtown Manhattan, home of the Gowdy's Village Press, was on fire. As Gowdy watched helplessly, amid the roar of the inferno and the cries of the firefighters could be heard the intermittent crashes of the two printing presses, falling stage by stage from the sixth floor through the collapsing internal structure of the building. The business was uninsured. Apart from a few copies of the book they were currently printing, all that was saved were some of Gowdy's village-type matrices, stored in a safe in the superintendent's office. Staring at the torrents of water streaming down the gutter, Gowdy felt as if his whole life was disappearing with it. Yet within 10 years he was to be an internationally renowned designer, the first American type star. Typeface design, not printing, was the art that would make his name, and his fame and success were to become such that leading lights in the world of type would soon start wishing that Gowdy himself had been among the company assets lost on that New York winter night. Today, Frederick Gowdy's lettering, in Britain at least, is linked more to water than fire. Water, that is, brewed with some hops and malt. Frequently, the lettering used to spell out the names of public houses, it was chosen for its rare combination of qualities, tradition and warmth, and proliferated through corporate makeovers and takeovers. But few passing beneath the signs, their minds focused on that first drink of the evening, would be aware of the dramas in the life of the man who originally drew the letters. For Gowdy's career, tirelessly self-promoted in a profession well-stocked with shrinking violets, was laid low by fire not once, but twice. And that was the first page of the introduction to The Secret History of Letters by Simon Loxley.